USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Top congressional lawmakers made a late-night agreement on the last major obstacle to a COVID-19 economic relief package. With a $1 trillion price tag, the vote could come as early as Sunday. Lawmakers and aides in the room say it would establish a temporary $300 per week supplemental jobless benefit and $600 direct stimulus payments to most Americans. U.S. officials are speaking out against the cyber attack that recently targeted American agencies. On Friday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo asserted the hacking effort was pretty clearly the work of the Kremlin. On Saturday morning, Trump tweeted the massive security breach was made far greater by the media than it actually was. The Children's Museum in West Hartford, Connecticut, honoring Rolling Stones rocker Keith Richards on his 77th birthday Friday. Well, they named a Madagascar hissing cockroach Keith to commemorate the occasion. The press release said only two things will survive a nuclear war: cockroaches and Keith Richards. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
When most Americans think of Pasadena, California, they probably think the Rose Bowl. The matchups always feature some of the best college football teams in the nation. The next Rose Bowl will not be in Pasadena. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has the details.
One of the college football playoff semifinal games is being moved. The Rose Bowl game will move to AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. The announcement coming a day after the game was denied a waiver to allow a limited number of fans at the stadium. It will be the first time since 1942 that a postseason college football game wasn't played in Pasadena, California. That year's game was moved to Durham, North Carolina because of safety concerns due to World War II. There's no word whether or not the game will still be called the Rose Bowl when it's played on New Year's Day. If not, it will be the first year without a Rose Bowl since 1915. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The last Rose Bowl was played on January 1st as the Oregon Ducks beat the Wisconsin Badgers 28-27. Ducks quarterback Justin Herbert is now the starting quarterback for the Los Angeles Chargers. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Looks like the National Hockey League will start its new season next month without any preseason games. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
The National Hockey League and its players' union have come to a tentative agreement on the start of the 2021 season. The deal contains a 56-game schedule with no preseason games set to begin on January 13th. There will also be a one-year divisional realignment. But there are still issues that need to be worked out. The seven Canadian teams may begin their seasons in the U.S. while the league negotiates over COVID protocols with the provincial health authorities. The San Jose Sharks may also begin their season away from home, as all contact sports have been banned in their home Santa Clara County until at least January 8th. The NHL Board of Governors will vote on the proposal Sunday. If approved, it will then go on to the players for their vote. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
It is estimated that last year, each team lost an average of $1.3 million U.S. dollars in ticket sales alone for each home game that was canceled due to coronavirus. There were two games in the National Football League Saturday. The Buffalo Bills beat up on the Denver Broncos 48-19. With the win, Buffalo clinched their first AFC East title since 1995. In the other game, Carolina Panthers went to the frozen tundra and faced off against the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers and the home team took the win, 24-16. Lambeau Field is a hard place for other teams to win in. The Packers are 14-2 since 2019 at home, including playoff games. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.